The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Volleyball.
24-23, Prasoski to serve for the Stars. Picked up there by Horky. Set to Fox on the outside. Her attack is dug out by Shundoff. They'll set it to the right side. Maddie Squires on an angle. Down and good, and we get extra points.
Today, it's live coverage of the C1 State Volleyball Tournament in Lincoln featuring the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Kids Sports Club.
Vesparger fires it across pretty deep. Fosick makes the play. Back set, Horky on the right side. Blocked, and that's it. Kylie Teal. Kylie Teal with an ace block.
The top-ranked Stars have built a mini-dynasty in C1. Kearney Catholic has advanced to four straight consecutive state finals, winning the last two titles. The Stars return to Lincoln with a chance to three-peat and join some very elite company in the state tournament history. It's Kearney Catholic state volleyball action coming up next, but first a New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Lincoln with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Lincoln North Star. The 2014 State High School Volleyball Tournament continues here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The first two matches in each class are in the books. Two more matches to go at five different sites. And we've got 5:30 action for you here a little later at Lincoln North Star as the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars get ready to take on the Ashland Greenwood Blue Jays. Coincidentally, both teams are in the state football semifinals tomorrow. Ashland Greenwood will be taking on Cozad, and Kearney Catholic will be hosting Boone Central Newman Grove. So fans trying to get their dose of volleyball and football this weekend and hoping that their young ladies will do very well. The story here is pretty simple. One, we want to let you know we're running a little late because Wahoo has just upset Ogallala in five sets, and we'll get you all the scores in a moment. But Ashland Greenwood, they are the only team at the state tournament with a losing record. They do not have a single soul on this team with more than 150 kills, but they do have a lot of sophomores and juniors, just one senior in Maddie Marr that is on the roster, and their libero, Haley Pollard, is the other senior that plays for Ashland Greenwood. So on paper, Kearney Catholic is a significant prohibitive favorite, but they don't play the game on paper. And McNeese State was an underdog to the Huskers earlier this year as well. So we'll see how it plays out here tonight. Kearney Catholic hoping to three-peat as the state champions. In fact, they've been to the state finals four consecutive years. But we have already seen some really good volleyball here in C1 as Omaha Concordia swept Grand Island Central Catholic with maybe the best player in the class earlier today, the Ohio State commit in Megan Wickey. And I'm sure Wahoo, with their upset of Ogallala, they knock out Kendall Shore, who's coming to UNK. And you've also got Morgan Studi, who signed with UNK as the libero, hoping that that fate does not befall her and her teammates here today. We will take a break. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. When we come back, an update on the first half of state tournament games in a moment.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Here's your state tournament update. First off, in Class A, Lincoln Southeast, the number two seed, beat Lincoln North Star 25-21, 17-22. They will play at 5 o'clock tomorrow at Pinnacle Bank against Omaha Marion, who swept Papillion La Vista South 25-22, 25-19, 26-24. Papillion La Vista and Millard South, the 1-8 match, just getting underway. Then North Platte and Millard West. In Class B, top seed Omaha Scott swept Lincoln Pius X 25-12, 19-13. They'll face Elkhorn, who has just beaten Grand Island Northwest in the fifth set 15-13 and had to come back to do it. Elkhorn wins the last three sets 23-25, 18-25, 25-20, 25-20, and 15-13. Norris and Aurora just about ready to get underway at the Pinnacle Bank, and then Elkhorn South will play Gretna. Here in C1, Concordia out of Omaha beat Grand Island Central Catholic 25-23, 20, and 20. And it was Wahoo over Ogallala 27-29, 25-20, 23-25, 25-16, and 15-12. Then the winner of the Kearney Catholic Ashland Greenwood match will get the winner of Shadron SCOTUS tomorrow at 3 o'clock at Pinnacle Bank. The Concordia Wahoo match is at 1. In C2, number one Crofton swept Southern Valley 25-21, 19, and 18. They'll play at 1 o'clock tomorrow against Guardian Angels out of West Point, who swept Centura 25-10, 15, and 17. Sutton and Freeman is currently underway on the breeze, 94.5, and the winner of that will play at 3 o'clock tomorrow against the Hastings St. Cecilia Elmwood Murdoch winner. That's at 7:30 Lincoln Southwest on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. In D1, Ansley Litchfield sweeps Brady 25-18, 9, and 15. Axtell sweeps Cedar Bluffs 25-12, 23-14. Axtell and Ansley Litchfield tomorrow morning here on Classic Hits at 9 a.m. Humphrey St. Francis is currently battling number one O'Neill St. Mary's, and then Emerson Hubbard plays Diller Odell. And in D2, it was Giltner crushing Crawford 25-12, 3, and 12. They'll play Exeter Milligan tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. on the breeze, 94.5. Exeter Milligan swept Wynot 25-20. 11, and 26-24. Currently, Stewart is playing Mullen, and then it's Bertrand Lawrence Nelson from Lincoln Southeast at 7:30 here on Classic Hits. The championship matches start at D2 at 9 a.m. Saturday and go D1, C2, C1, B, and A every 2 hours. We will take a look at the starting lineups here in just a moment, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, for Ashland Greenwood, as the Blue Jays come in to the state high school volleyball tournament. This is their fourth trip to state. 2011 was their last trip to the state tournament. And they'll go with this service rotation. Number two is a 5'3" sophomore setter, Kelsey Marr. Number one is a 5'1" back row specialist, sophomore Maddie Washburn. Number 10, 5'11" junior middle hitter is Jessica Clout. Number five is a 5'5 senior right side hitter, Maddie Marr. Number four, 5'4 freshman outside hitter, Ashley Carroll. And number eight, a 5'10 sophomore middle hitter, Claire Thomas. The libero is number three, a 5'4 senior, Haley Pollard. The head coach at Ashland Greenwood is Megan Russell, assisted by Patrick Menke and Bev Hennessy. The Blue Jays, 13-17, defeated Syracuse and Conestoga in the sub-districts and Fall City in the district final. They have never made it to the state volleyball championship round. For Kearney Catholic, no changes in their lineup lately. They'll start with number 10, 5'6 senior center Allie Prusoski. Number 7, 5'8 junior outside hitter Courtney Shundoff. Number 8, 5'9 senior middle hitter Callie Oprek. Number 6, 5'8 junior setter and right side hitter, depending on what they want to run, that's Maddie Squires. Number 4, 5'6 senior back row specialist Whitney Colling. And number 9, 5'11 sophomore middle hitter Anna Squires. The libero is number 23, 5'5 senior Morgan Studi. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Chris Connor, assisted by Amy Johnson, Lisa Sokolowski, and James Refinus. Kearney Catholic is the two-time defending state champion. They're ranked number one in the state of Nebraska and have been all season in C1. They defeated Minden, Cozad first, and then Minden in the sub-districts, and Grand Island Central Catholic in four sets in the district championship. This is their 16th trip to the state tournament. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We're close to the first serve between Kearney Catholic and Ashland Greenwood when we return.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit NSAAhome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Along with our producer engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda from Lincoln North Star High School as we get ready for this quarterfinal match in the Class C1 State Volleyball Tournament. Glad to have you along with us. Some of the other matches in the late session are already moving along. And let's take a look that we have a update in D1. O'Neill St. Mary's has beaten Humphrey St. Francis 25-13 in the first set. And we also have an update over in Class D2. And it is Stewart over Mullen in the first set, 25-18. So those matches rolling along. And I think maybe we've got one more here for you. Freeman take the first set over Sutton, 25-19. And that's currently on the breeze, 94.5 FM. Kearney Catholic in the gold tops with the green shorts and green lettering, white and black for Ashland Greenwood, or royal blue, but it looks like black. They will move from right to left. And Kearney Catholic has won the toss. They'll move from left to right as you view it along your radio dial. Allie Prasoski to serve it away. And the Stars 2014 tournament is underway, and she goes with that short serve that drops in front of the libero. Haley Pollard dove, got a finger on it, but not enough to keep the ball up. And Prasoski's ace will give Kearney Catholic the first point of the match. Another short serve stays in front of the 10-foot line at Kelsey Marr, and it'll be set across here by Ashlyn Greenwood. Kearney Catholic gets into their offense. Oprecht, first swing is a powerful hammer down to the left-hand corner, and Kearney Catholic is up by a count of 2-0. It'll be interesting to see how Ashlyn Greenwood comes out of the gate here, whether they're overwhelmed by the moment or whether they can play some volleyball like they did in the districts. Here's the outside attack tipped into the block of Maddie Squires and sent right back over from Washburn. Right side Squires, angle attack down and good. So the Stars are off to a perfect start. Two kills and an ace serve and a 3-0 lead here over Ashlyn Greenwood. Prasoski still at the service line. She would like to get off to a great start here if she could. She's already got three. Fires that into the back middle. Handled there by Maddie Marr. Set to the outside. The first swing from Ashlyn Greenwood. Down and good for Jessica Clout. And I think one thing you'll also see, and it happened on that point right there, is that you may not see quite as much power from Ashlyn Greenwood. The Stars lately would have been playing a lot of powerful teams in Minden and Central Catholic and North Platte, so they may have to adjust to a slower pace as Oprick sets it across. Run down to the back corner by Pollard, stays in the back row, have to be hit across, and a little swing for the big hitter, Maddie Marr. Here's Oprick in the middle over the double block. Good one arm up in the back row that time by Kelsey Marr, and passed across into the back row, calling. Goes to Prasoski, goes to Maddie Squires, and they're going to call her just wide in front of the Kearney Catholic fans. So the attack is out of bounds, and a point for Ashlyn Greenwood on the air, 3-2. Kelsey Marr on the serve, trying to tie it up here. Serves it deep, and it sails long, out of bounds. 4-2, Kearney Catholic. Stars will go with their normal substitutions, the double sub. Michelle Messbarger will come in and play back row for Courtney Shundoff and serve. Then Colling comes out and Kylie Teal comes in to play the front row. Messbarger serves an ace. As Marr and Carroll came together, neither one got a clean dig on it. And off their arms into the stands, Messbarger with the second ace for the Stars, 5-2. Messbarger takes about 10 feet off that back row, a step and fires right down the middle. This time it's handled by Carroll, set to the middle and rolled across there by Clout. Here is Prasoski, back set, right side, Maddie Squires, overpass back, close to out of bounds. Teal will have to play it on a set. Now middle slide, and it's down and good from Callie Oprick. Oprick with her second kill. Oprick had an outstanding district final against Grand Island Central Catholic, leading the team in kills. Messbarger's serve. Down the middle it goes, set to the outside. Here's a different swing, but it's blocked by Oprick anyway on the swing from Maddie Marr. And Oprick with the ace block, 7-2. Kearney Catholic up in game one. A win gets them into a 3 o'clock semifinal tomorrow. And an ace serve as it eats up the back row. Messbarger, her second ace, and a timeout going to be called here by head coach Megan Rossell for Ashland Greenwood. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC, opening set, Kearney Catholic 8, Ashland Greenwood 2.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Well, out of the Ashland Greenwood timeout, back to serve it away will be Michelle Messbarger. She still has a run going here of four in a row, including two aces. And this serve is a cross tip back over by Clout, and she'll get the kill. So Clout will get the kill. And back to serve it away for Ashland Greenwood, trailing 8-3. Will be number one, Maddie Washburn. Set to the back. Studi's going to take a swing from that libero position. It's up there by Marr, and then rolled back across by Washburn. Kearney Catholic sets outside. Kylie Teal with the tip. They're running a lot of two sets, having time with the good passing. They sent both Teal and Oprick up there, and Teal will get her first kill of the state tournament. Studi back to serve it away. She's going to go jump serve. Didn't use that in the district final, but once, and it's passed into the net. Nobody gets it after that. A serve for Studi. She has kind of used when they have the lead or are in a comfortable situation. She'll go to that jump serve. If it's a tight match, she'll conserve it and take it down a notch. Studi jump serving in. There's a nice handle by Haley Pollard. Set to the 10-foot line. Will be taken from the front left by Ashley Carroll. Kearney Catholic goes middle to Anna Squires. Dugout back row, Pollard. Right side attack is blocked again by Anna Squires. Back to the Blue Jays. They'll try again. Front left through the double block. Ashley Carroll for the Blue Jay kill. Their third. 10-4, Kearney Catholic. And into the front row again, Claire Thomas. And back to serve it away will be Jessica Clout. So Clout back there to serve it away. She'll take it right down the far line. Picked up Maddie Squire. Set to the outside. Teal over the double block. It's down and good. Kylie with her second kill. Five kills for Kearney Catholic. An ace block and four ace serves. So there haven't been a lot of errors in the match for either team. Maddie Squires will stay in and serve it away. Checks with the bench to see if she is staying in and where to serve it. Down the middle, it's popped up by Pollard, stays in the back row. Pass too close to the net, and nothing they can do with it. So an errant pass on the two ball will give Kearney Catholic a free point. And as we said, there haven't been many errors, but that one will be chalked up. Maddie Squires to serve again. Short serve at the 10-foot line, down low. They'll pick it up with Maddie Marr. Standing spike in the middle will be taken across by Thomas. Kearney Catholic gets into motion to Kylie Teal. She decided to roll it across midway through her jump, and it's easily handled. And then Ashlyn Greenwood, some miscommunication, and the ball falls to the floor. You're going to see an Ashland Greenwood team that is growing, and they're going to probably take a hard lesson here tonight, but it's that next step and a builder for next year. They just want to be competitive tonight. As the attack from the right side is Maddie Marr, Kearney Catholic sets Kylie Teal down the near side, and they will call it in. Waiting for the swing. And Kylie Teal will pick up her third kill. Kearney Catholic serves across, a little one ball back over, and on the overpass, Kylie Teal goes with a quick return. Here's the outside attack, Ashlyn Greenwood, blocked out of Squires off the swing of Ashley Carroll, and the first ace block for Squires, second block, and Ashlyn Greenwood has decided they're going to use another timeout. So with the score, Kearney Catholic 15 and Ashlyn Greenwood nothing, or 4, excuse me, 15-4. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to the Nebraska Land National Bank timeout here on Classic Hits.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Doug Duda along with Caleb Henry here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Maddie Squires has stayed at that service line for 4 straight points. And she's looking for 5 with a 15-4 first let lead. Pass close to the net, trying to dig it out of the net. Clipping it is Kelsey Marr. One of those where you tried to wait for it to come all the way to the bottom of the net. Then on the follow-through, she hit the bottom tape. So Ashlyn Greenwood now starting to help out the Stars quite a bit. Good set. Middle attack into the net, though. So that's where you kind of worry if you're Coach Russell over there. You don't want to make errors. I mean, Kearney Catholic might come in here and beat you, but you don't want to make a lot of errors. And that's what's happening right now. 17-4, 18-4, back row error. 7 in a row, 4 Squires. And we're going to see some substitutions now for Ashlyn Greenwood. Taya Craven, a freshman, is going to come in. She'll go into the back row as the serve is across. Bump set to the outside. Marr will roll it over. Studi with the dig. Prasoski has to flip it across out of necessity. Here is the set by Kelsey Marr. Shoved into the back corner. Studi runs it down on the attack by Thomas. Kylie Teal, near side attack. Popped up, and Pollard has it in the back row. Rolled over there by Carroll. Kearney Catholic on a long rally. Teal will take the swing. Nice dig by the freshman Craven, who just came in. And then Craven's going to have to set it across. Squires to Prasoski to Anna Squires. Kind of a half swing. She missed time to run after that one. And now Carroll will bring it across for Ashlyn Greenwood. Pass goes into the back row. Stars go to Teal again. By far the longest rally of this match. Dumped across there by Maddie Marr. And finally, Anna Squires will dunk it down off the slide right. Anna with her first kill. She is the team leader, but when you have 5 different players with over 100 kills, and it's 19-4, Maddie Squires serves it across again. The attack deep. Kearney Catholic made a swing at it, but they didn't make any contact. And so another error and another point here for Kearney Catholic. Ashlyn Greenwood. Oh, now we have a late whistle and a tip. So that will end an 8-point run. And back to serve it away for Ashlyn Greenwood will be Maddie Marr. Only the 4th server so far in the first set. Maddie Squires back row unloads, passed out of bounds. Squires with her second kill. Ball right back over to the Stars. 20-5 here in the opening set. Shunned off back into the front row and calling back to serve it away. And calling now with that left hand, pounds that volleyball in preparation and fires it down the middle. It ties up Pollard. It's an ace. First ace on her first serve, the 5th ace for the Stars here in the opening set. Everything clicking along right now for Kearney Catholic at 21-5. Serve down the middle, passed out of bounds. Another ace, 22-5. Calling doesn't do a whole lot of fancy serving. She just cuts it a little bit, puts some movement on that ball. No jump serve. Just takes a couple of steps and smacks that knuckleball over. Pollard handles this one to Kelsey Marr. The setter dumps it over. Colling runs it down. Set to Shundoff. She'll take it off the tape and good. Courtney Shundoff will get her first kill. 23-5. Kearney Catholic rolling along here in game number 1. Colling trying to serve it out here. Needs 2 more. Over to Pollard. Here's the set to the outside. It'll be Carroll off the tape. Passed back across the net by Studi and trying to go with a one-timer back bar. Stuck it into her own net. Studi will get credit for the point. Kearney Catholic is at game point 24-5 here in the opening set. And Whitney Collings serving on set point into the net. So that'll give another point on the board here for Ashlyn Greenwood. And it'll give number four, Ashley Carroll, a chance to serve here in the opening game for the Blue Jays of Ashlyn Greenwood. Floats it across to Colling. Prasoski bump set to Shundoff. Front left attack. Popped into the air, but nobody can do anything after that. And give the kill to Shundoff, and the Stars come out and make it look like 30-1 versus 13-17 as they crush Ashlyn Greenwood here in the first game, 25-6. So let's see if the Blue Jays can shake off their jitters and just say, hey, let's go play some volleyball. We'll find out when game two comes your way in a minute.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And let's take a look at some of the unofficial numbers of the first set here at the state tournament. First of all, for Ashlyn Greenwood, Kelsey Marr had the only point on serve. Ashley Carroll, one kill. And Jessica Clote had two kills. Three kills, no ace blocks, no ace serves for the Blue Jays. For Kearney Catholic, Michelle Messbarger, four service points, two of them aces. Kylie Teal, three kills. Morgan Studi, an ace serve and a kill. Whitney Colling, four service points, two of them were aces. Maddie Squires, eight service points, two kills. Courtney Shundoff, two kills. Callie Oprek, an ace block, two kills. Anna Squires, an ace block and a kill. And it was Allie Prasoski with three service points. One was an ace. Kearney Catholic had 11 kills, two ace blocks, and six ace serves as they cruised to a 25-6 victory over Ashlyn Greenwood in the opening set. We're back with game two of this C1 state quarterfinal in a moment here on Classic Hits.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
In Class D2, Stewart has taken the second set from Mullen by the exact same score as the first set, 25-18. And O'Neill St. Mary's has beaten Humphrey St. Francis 25-13. And they're up 2-0. We're ready to get to the second set. And it'll be Ashlyn Greenwood to serve it away. Firing it across is Kelsey Marr. The Stars let it fall to the floor, and it'll be an ace serve for Ashlyn Greenwood, and they have their first lead of the state tournament. So a place to build here. Marr's the only one that had a service point in the first set, and she gets one right here in the second set. Fires it across, calling. Prasoski with a bump set, overpassed it, and it goes out of bounds. Two in a row here for Ashlyn Greenwood. And the one thing the Kearney Catholic coaching staff will not want to see is any kind of a let-up here. They want them to stay crisp. You are in Lincoln. And the serve. Marr trying to give her team a little boost. Calling, bump set. Maddie Squires out of the back row is wide on the attack. 3-0, Ashlyn Greenwood. Kelsey Marr continues at that service line. And the serve floats it deep middle to Calling. Good pass to Prasoski. Slide, Oprek, over swing into the net. 4-0 Ashland Greenwood. Remember last set it was 19-4 Kearney Catholic. Now it's 4-0, but multiple errors here for the Stars. And Mars serve. Calling, pass to Prasoski. She'll dump it across. Ashland Greenwood hits it into their own net. Can't do anything with it. And it'll be a point for Kearney Catholic. So Prasoski changes it up, gets the Stars on the board here in game number two. Aurora a 16-15 lead in the first set against Norris. And Allie Prasoski to serve. Actually served it off the antenna in front of the chair up. So another error. And Kearney Catholic gives the ball up, trailing 5-1. Back to serve is Maddie Washburn. Stars trouble on the pass. Good job by Prasoski to keep it out of the net. Oprich tips it over. Here's the attack by Carroll. Down and good. And Ashley Carroll will get her second kill. And Ashland Greenwood has equaled the amount of points they had in game number one, up 6-1 here in game number two. And Washburn with the serve. Hits the net, pops across, set to Shendoff. Shendoff into the net, another error. And that's going to bring Coach Chris Connor off the bench. Stars with more errors than they had in the entire first set, times two. Washburn trying to keep it going here for the Blue Jays. Across to Studi. Prasoski sets middle. Oprich tips it across again. Off the fingertips of Clote and then pumped across by the libero, Haley Pollard. Prasoski sets slide. Right side, Maddie Squires. Termination, Kearney Catholic. Third kill for Maddie. Messbarger in to serve. In Class A, it's Millard South and Papillion. And it's 20-18, number one Papillion in game one of that 1-8 matchup. Serve is across by Messbarger to the inside. Well, they're going to go middle, and it's going to be an attack error for Ashland Greenwood. Messbarger had four in a row in the first set, including a couple of aces. She'll serve her second one here. Line drive, Pollard. Good pass into the net. They couldn't get it out of there. I thought the setter was going to be okay. And then as they try to dig it out of the net, they step across the center line. Point, Kearney Catholic. Ashland Greenwood 7, Kearney Catholic 4 here in game 2. Messbarger looking for 3 in a row. And she'll pound it off the tape. Dug out in the back row by the Blue Jays. The set is to nobody in particular. Miscommunication as it fell way short of Ashley Carroll. And that's 4 in a row for the Stars. So this second set full of errors on both sides. We have a total of 3 kills out of the 12 points that have been mustered. We did have one ace serve. Punched across there by Washburn. Oprich with the dig. Kylie Teal front left. Takes it near corner. Dug out and dumped across. Little two ball there by Maddie Marr. Kearney Catholic on the attack. Nice dig out of the back row by Pollard. But then we have a double hit call on the Ashland Greenwood setter. And Kearney Catholic will pick up the point. So more errors. Messbarger serve. Trying to tie it. Strong serve. Off Pollard. Stays in the back row. Chased down there by Kelsey Marr. And has to be passed across. Free ball here for Kearney Catholic. Bump set, Oprek, and Maddie Squires just passes it across. Stars will have it in the center of the floor, and Clote is going to be blocked up front by Oprek. Ace block, and we are tied on the Cali Oprek block. It is 7-7, 6 in a row for Kearney Catholic after they were down 7-1 here in the opening set. Messbarger mishits that serve. It sails deep and wide out of bounds. Ashland Greenwood. 8-7. Back to serve it away is Clote. And Clote hits it from her left to right. Handled there by Teal. On the slide, it's tipped across by Maddie Squires. Ashland Greenwood from the 10-foot line tries to roll it across, and Washburn drops it in the net. Kearney Catholic dominated the opening game 25-6. We're tied at 8 here in game 2. And Morgan Studi now with the jump serve. Let's it fly. Pollard with the dig close to the net. Set to the outside. Carroll with a great swing. Dug out by Messbarger. Prasoski dumps it across. Ashland Greenwood's ready again. Close at the net. The tip will be across that time by Maddie Marr. Stars have it. Kylie Teal on the attack is dug out in the back row by Pollard. And passed across. Free ball again. Prasoski this time goes Anna Squires, middle tip, overpass, free ball, Maddie Squires, termination on a overpass. And the Stars take their first lead of the second set by a score of 9-8. pretty balanced so far for Kearney Catholic. Maddie Squires with her fourth set, fourth kill, leads the team. And Studi on the serve. Pass back into the net, an ace. Studi's second ace. 10-8 Stars. On the breeze, 94.5. Sutton has come back to take game two from Freeman, 26-24, so they're even at a game apiece. Overpass on the Studi jump serve right to Anna Squires. Prasoski's going to set Teal outside. She'll terminate. Kylie with her fourth kill, 11-8. The Stars are on a 10-1 run. And now the serve by Studi. Fires that jump serve down the middle. Pollard's doing a much better job handling it this time around. Outside attack by Carroll is in the back corner for a Blue Jay kill. Took it right at the lineswoman, and she had to get out of the way. Still a two-point game here, and Ashlyn Greenwood to serve it up with Maddie Barr, one of just two seniors on the squad. Barr to Studi, pass off the mark. It's going to be an ace. 11-10 on the ace serve. Maddie Barr, second ace here for the Blue Jays. O'Neill St. Mary's up 2-1 and leading Humphrey St. Francis 16-11 in the third. Studi again, kind of a flat pass on serve receive, but Prasoski able to get it up for Kylie Teal, who takes it off the back row defender for her fifth kill. We already have a number of area teams that have made it through, but the two Grand Island teams out today, Northwest in heartbreaking fashion. They were up 2-0 and then even had the lead in the fifth set, but got beat 15-13 by Elkhorn. Kylie Teal off the tip, another kill. Six for Teal. 13-10 Stars. Maddie Squires is at the service line. When she was back there in the first set, she rattled off eight in a row. Coach Rossell just going to let it run here for a little bit. Over to Pollard. Bump set to nobody. It's in the back row, and two players run together into the net. It goes, and we're ready for a timeout here by Ashlyn Greenwood. So after a slow, slow start here in the second set, Kearney Catholic turns a 7-1 deficit into a 14-10 lead. The Stars won the opening game 25-6. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska-Land National Bank.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Caleb Henry here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Kennesaw, Bertrand, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The first set, all Kearney Catholic, 25-6. A little bit more of a struggle here, 14-10 in game number two, but the Stars do have the lead, and Maddie Squires is still at the service line. At 14-10, set to the outside. The attack by Carroll pops off the tape, comes across to Maddie Squires. Anna in the middle, termination. Buckled the knees of the defender, Maddie Washburn. And Anna will pick up just her second kill. The way the Stars have been, they haven't had to worry about a whole lot of serves. And so Oprek and Anna have been in two different spots. Fake the slide to Anna, tipped over Teal, and Teal having a nice second set. That's her fourth kill. 16-10 Kearney Catholic. So this set now looking a little bit more like what we saw in the opener. And it's Maddie Squires at that serve, and she goes with a soft serve that doesn't get there. Third service error of the game for Kearney Catholic, 16-11 Stars. And coming into the ball game will be Taya Craven. And back to serve will be Ashley Carroll. She is fourth on the team in ace serves. Craven, the freshman, actually is number one. Here's Kylie Teal, angle attack. Nice dig out on the other side by Carroll, set to Craven. She'll take it off the block, and Messbarger with a back row up. Here's the set for Teal from about 9 feet away, rolls it over. Ashlyn Greenwood has to battle to get it back. They do. Prasoski, short set, Anna Squires. The middle's wide open, and she'll drive it straight down. Third kill for Anna. Side out, Kearney Catholic, 17-11. Shunned off back into the ball game. Also calling, and it looks like McKenna Butler is going to come in for Prasoski. Colling will serve, and that probably means Maddie Squires will go to your setter right now. At 17-11, the left-hand serve is down the middle, across by Colling. Set, Craven has to run it down out of the back row, over to Colling. Here's the set on the slide, Butler right side, off the block, and McKenna one swing, one kill. Butler, who probably saw some playing time decrease through no fault of her own, is one heck of a sub anytime she can come in off the bench. She's played well here, especially the games we've seen since the conference tournament. And Whitney Colling serves. Ties him up in the back row all the way to the bleachers. They're going to try and get it back across. They do. Free ball to the Stars. Butler, Maddie Squires to Anna. She had to one-hand set it, so Anna just tipped it across. Now Craven on the swing. Dug out that time by Colling. Now Shundoff, big swing. Overpass right back to the Stars. They're ready. Butler sets Shundoff again. That's not coming back. Courtney Shundoff with her third kill. 19-11. Kearney Catholic in game two after winning the opener. And actually a pretty good crowd on hand tonight for the Stars, wanting to see their volleyball team advance. And then a football semifinal tomorrow as it is dumped across here by the setter, Kelsey Marr. Kearney Catholic's ready to shunt off again. Front left, she'll take something off of it. On the roll, it's dug out. One arm up by Maddie Marr and passed across. Another free ball here for the Stars. Short set, Maddie to Anna, and it's down and good. The Squires connection results in another kill for Kearney Catholic to take a 20-11 lead. And Whitney Colling and Maddie Squires, just like they did in the opening set, putting together these long service runs. Crossed it comes, over pass, free ball, Anna Squires tips, but a nice save that time by Ashlyn Greenwood to Craven. She's blocked, and then it's dumped back across. Set to the outside, Shundoff. She'll come near side, another one arm up, but in the net called on Ashlyn Greenwood. In the middle of that run, Danae Welling made a heck of a play up front, and we have got a timeout on the floor by Ashlyn Greenwood. Your score, Kearney Catholic 21, Ashlyn Greenwood 11. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Earlier today here at the state volleyball tournament in Class A, Lincoln Southeast over Lincoln North Star, Marion over Papillion-La Vista South, Omaha Scott beat Pius, Elkhorn over Northwest 15-13 in the fifth, Concordia beat Grand Island Central Catholic, Wahoo beat Ogallala in five, Crofton over Southern Valley, Guardian Angels over Centura, Ansley Litchfield beat Brady, Axtell over Cedar Bluffs. We're back to action. The serve across and a quick attack by Craven is going to be out of bounds here for Ashlyn Greenwood. Whitney Colling with her fifth straight point on serve. She was one away from serving it out in the first set. This one is handled to the middle attack. The angle is going to be wide by Welling and out of bounds. 23-11. Kearney Catholic will make a sub into the state tournament. Is Sarah Oldfather for the first time. Anytime you get a chance to get on that floor. Colling still back there, rattling it away. Looking for seven in a row. Outside attack, Craven. Studi with the dig, over pass. Craven will dump it down, but in the net. Called on Ashlyn Greenwood. And it is game point for Kearney Catholic. Whitney Colling at 24-11. They were down 7-1. Serves it across. Back middle, the dig made by Maddie Marr. They're going to have trouble getting it back. They won't get it back, and that is the end of game number two. So after some early errors to fall behind 7-1, Kearney Catholic goes on a big run. They ended on a 24-4 run, and Kearney Catholic takes game two, 25-11. We'll look at the numbers when we come back on Classic Hits.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number.
308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Take a look at the unofficial numbers of the second set here. First off for Ashlyn Greenwood, Maddie Washburn, 2 service points. Kelsey Marr, 4 service points. 1 was an ace. Ashley Carroll, 2 kills. Maddie Marr, an ace serve. That's it. 2 kills, no ace blocks, and 2 ace serves. For Kearney Catholic, Michelle Messbarger, 5 service points. Morgan Studi, 3 service points. 1 was an ace. Kylie Teal had 4 kills. Whitney Colling had the final 8 service points. Maddie Squires had 4 service points, 2 kills. Courtney Shundoff, 1 kill. Callie Oprek had an ace block. Anna Squires, 3 kills. Allie Persosky, 1 kill. And McKenna Butler, 1 kill. 12 kills, 1 ace block, and 1 ace serve as Kearney Catholic takes a 25-11 win in game 2. They won the opener 25-6. Set 3 between the Stars and Ashlyn Greenwood in the C1 state quarterfinals when we come back.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
As we get ready for the third set, Kearney Catholic will get to serve it away with Allie Persosky. And Aurora, it looks like, has taken game 1 in the Class B match from Norris. And now we're back to action serve across. Here's the outside attack. Going to be blocked up there from Clote and then passed back down and good by the Stars. Looks like we'll give that one to Callie Oprek, her 3rd kill, 1-0. Persosky with the serve. Again, that short one overpassed right back to Kearney Catholic. And Shundoff gets the swing, and that time it's down and good. Courtney with her 4th kill. The Stars balanced as they always are. Teal with 7. Maddie Squires, Anna Squires, and Shundoff with 4. Oprek with 3 kills and an ace block. Persosky, nearly an ace. It is an ace. It is an ace serve for Allie Persosky. They got a hand on it. We couldn't do anything with it after that. 3-0, Kearney Catholic. 2nd ace of the evening for Persosky. Another bullet serve picked up. They'll get it to Clote. She'll roll it off the double block, and Jessica will get her 3rd kill. That's only the 6th kill of the entire match, though, for Ashlyn Greenwood, as Kelsey Marr, their top server, will go back and fire it away. See if she can get them on the board here in game number 3. And we have got a lift called on Kearney Catholic that will allow her to do that. 3-2. In other volleyball, Stewart has taken the 3rd set from Mullen, 25-22. And Stewart advances to the semifinals. Serve is across, set to the outside. Here's the attack by Maddie Squires. Off the block, the dig is made for Washburn. And then fired across by Marr. Oprek set her in the middle, and her attack is going to be wide and out of bounds. It's 3-3. So Stewart advances, and they're the ones that knocked off Bertrand in the semifinals. If Bertrand beats Lawrence Nelson tonight, we've got a rematch. And that game will follow us, Bertrand Lawrence Nelson, here on Classic Hits. We've got the middle attack by Maddie Squires. It's going to sail deep and out of bounds. And Ashlyn Greenwood now again taking advantage of Kearney Catholic errors. And they're up by a score of 4-3. Stars have cruised so far, but they have had more errors than they would like. Even with only giving up 17 points, that tells you how many errors they have. Here's the set to the outside. It'll be a miss hit by Washburn as she'll send it deep and wide. 4-4. Freeman, 14-12 lead in the third on Sutton. They're even a game apiece. You can hear it on the breeze, 94.5. As Michelle Messbarger will serve it across. Handled there by Haley Pollard. Right side standing spike across by Maddie Washburn. Here's a bump set for Maddie Squires, and she'll terminate. Maddie with her fifth kill. 5-4 Kearney Catholic. Squires girls definitely want to have a big game tonight because they know it's the only one Dad's going to get to watch. Coach Rick Squires at UNK on the road for games at Emporia Friday and Washburn Saturday as Messbarger's serve goes into the net. 5-5. And O'Neill St. Mary's has finished off Humphrey St. Francis in D1. No surprise there. Straight sets, 25-15 in the third. Great serve across by Maddie Washburn. Messbarger tracks it down on the line. Set across by Maddie Squires. Here is the back set right side and the swing into the net for Maddie Marr. Point Kearney Catholic. Anna Squires into the front row. And Morgan Studi to go back and serve it away. Studi. Jump serve. Pollard, good pass. No problem. Kelsey Marr, slide right side to sister Maddie. Knocks it across. Stars are ready. Bump set Prasoski. And on the attack is going to be Jordan Stride, who's checked in. It's blocked. Kearney Catholic digs. Now Maddie Squires hammers it down, but she stepped across the line. When she came down, her foot was well over the center line, and so the ball will belong to Ashlyn Greenwood, tied at six. Coming in for Kearney Catholic is going to be Sarah Oldfather. So hard to sub in volleyball with the momentum swings, but with such a big lead, two games to none, Kearney Catholic is going to try and get as many girls in as they can, and a two-hit is going to be called here on the center, Allie Prasoski. And 7-6, Ashlyn Greenwood. McKenna Butler will come in. Maddie Squires will check out. And it's still Jessica Clote to serve it away. Safely across to Studi. Here is the set, Prasoski in the middle. Oldfather down and good. And you just don't lose anything, even when you get to the last few gals on the bench, the younger girls, and Sarah Oldfather with her first kill in a state tournament, and it was put down with authority, and McKenna Butler will now go in to serve it, 7-7. Butler floats it down the left side, handled there. Ashlyn Greenwood will set to the front left. Carroll drives it over, Studi with a dig. Now Jordan Strite with the swing, through the double block, down and good. Jordan with a kill. That is 10 different stars already that have a kill. And we're probably not done yet. Butler serve safely across to the 10-foot line. Marr passes it close to the net, but they get a swing. Carroll, and she'll get the kill. Ashley with her fourth kill. Side out, Ashlyn Greenwood. 8-8 in the third. Kearney Catholic cruising in the first two, 25-6, 25-11. And they were down 7-1 out of the gate in game two. Aurora significantly down to Norris, 19-10 in the second set, but Aurora won the opening set. As this serve is going to be deep and out of bounds by the Blue Jays, Kearney Catholic will be up 9-8. Shundoff is going to come in for Messbarger. They're going to leave Jordan Stride in to serve it away. And Stride fires it across. Picked up there by Washburn, stays in the back row. And trying to punch it across, and doing so is the junior Danae Welling. Now Shundoff in the middle. Nice adjustment in the air. Cuts it across her body and gets the kill. Courtney with her fifth kill. 10-8 Kearney Catholic. And Jordan Strite with her first point on serve. Strite serve. Up next, Shadron Columbus SCOTUS. Shadron the wild card after losing to Ogallala, who got beat today by Wahoo. Bump set for Shundoff, so close to the net, she has to stop and set it across. Dump back across by Marr. Nice move for Kelsey Marr. Her first kill, side out for Ashlyn Greenwood again. Concordia, a three-set winner today over Grand Island Central Catholic. Wahoo, a five-set winner over Ogallala. And the two sets Wahoo lost were 29-27 and 25-23. As Ashlyn Greenwood gets an ace serve to tie it at 10 off the arm of Ashley Carroll. That'll be her first, and it'll be the third ace as a team. 10-10 here in the third. And she'll take A couple of steps and fire that one. Butler thought about letting it go and couldn't get out of the way in time. Another ace. 11-10. So Kearney Catholic with a mixture of starters and second teamers out on the floor right now. You've got Prasoski, Shundoff, and Oldfather in the front row. Butler, Studi, and Stride in the back row. This time Butler with the dig. They set Studi in the back row. She'll put a lot of topspin on it. The dig made by Pollard. Set outside to the freshman Craven. Nice play into the back corner, but Studi saw it. Up front, Shundoff. Blocked. Back off Shundoff. Ace block. Ace block up front by number 2, Kelsey Marr, and number 9, Danae Welling. First ace block of the match for Ashland Greenwood, and they now lead it 12-10. And still at the service line is Carroll. Stars again go to the back row to Studi. Here's the set to Craven again. She'll overswing, and it's deep. A lot of power there from the freshman, Taya Craven. Kearney Catholic will get it back. And Jenny Beans comes in to serve for Old Father. She has come in numerous times throughout the season for Coach Chris Connor. Don't forget, whenever the match is done, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show, and then Bertrand Lawrence Nelson at 7:30 as a double hit call here on Ashland Greenwood. Ties it up at 12. So right now, Coach Connor has been able to get every player suited up into the match. Paige Herbert is in her jersey, but obviously will not be playing with the ACL injury. They just hope to have her back by track. Right side attack, Welling. Welling gets the kill for Ashland Greenwood. Her first, the fourth different player to get a kill for the Blue Jays, 13-12. The winner moves on to the 3 o'clock semifinal tomorrow at Pinnacle Bank Arena. And across it comes, picked up there by Studi. Slide, Oprek. Oprek has it overpassed right back over to Shundoff. They'll try Callie in the middle. That one is overpassed again, but out of bounds. Kill for Oprek, her fourth, 13-13. And Prasoski now will serve it away. Takes her time, mishit it again, trying to get a little cute, and she's been very good at that this year. I guess a kind way to say it is cute, nifty, mixing it up. But she has mishit a couple here, and Ashland Greenwood will have it 14-13. Blue Jays will serve it away. Back to the top of the service order. Kelsey Marr overpassed. Couple of tips at the net. Kearney Catholic rolls it over with Butler. Stays the front row. Craven from the middle. Too deep. Point Stars. 14-14. Game number 3. Stars up 2-0. Best Barker comes back in to serve it away. And Best Barker fires it into the back left-hand corner. Couple of passes and a half swing across the net by Maddie Marr. Here comes Strite with a swing for the Stars, but it's into the tape. Point Ashland Greenwood, 15-14. And Taya Craven, one of the two freshmen along with Ashley Carroll, to serve it away. Again, Ashland Greenwood maybe has a losing record, but building, getting better, not necessarily putting together a run at the end of the season. It wasn't a big run until they got to the postseason. The 3-game winning streak was their second of the year. And we have got a late out-of-rotation call called here on Kearney Catholic. The point had been going for a while, and they're going to call the Stars out of rotation, and it looks like they're going to call for a check of the lineup right here, which is a smart thing to do, as Craven will wait to serve, 16-14. Freeman takes the third set from Sutton, 25-18. They are up 2-1. You can currently hear it on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Question is if Ashland Greenwood gets a little bit more of a lead here, will the Stars sub back all of their starters as the serves across? Strike to the outside. She'll drive it over. Overpass by Craven. Run down there by Messbarger. Set middle. The attack. Oprek block. Ace block by Jessica Clote. And it is 17-14 in favor of Ashland Greenwood. As the Stars have played everybody here in the third set. Coach Chris Connor has both timeouts, but the serve goes into the net. Doesn't have to worry about it now. Checking back in will be Old Father to the front row. And for the Blue Jays, Maddie Washburn will come in for Craven. 25-6, 25-11. But Kearney Catholic Trail, 17-15 as Morgan Studi unleashes the ace serve, jump serve, down and good. Her third, she's had one in each set. 17-16 on a chance to tie it here for Kearney Catholic. The Stars, who have not dropped very many sets all year, fired across. Middle attack is going to be dumped over that time by Welling. Overpassed by the Stars and right back to him. Here's Butler. She'll drive it across. Pass is going to go into the stands. They cannot return it. McKenna Butler. Good hustle by the Blue Jays. But McKenna Butler will register her second kill, and we are tied at 17. Studi now to give the Stars the lead back here in Game 3. They last had it at 10-9. Jump serve dug out by Carroll. Set right side, tapped across that time by Clote. Stars will set middle for Old Father. She'll drive it off the tip, picked up by Marr. Two ball across by Clote. Strike with the dig. Set to the back row, Messbarger. Good swing, but it's dug out by Pollard. Ashlyn Greenwood goes front left, and it's going to be blocked by Old Father, but they call it out. The kill will go to Ashley Carroll. It was not out by much. My initial thought was that they would call it in, but just out by an inch or two, and Jessica Clote to serve it away. 18-17, Ashlyn Greenwood. Knuckleball across to Studi. Here's the set outside, Jordan Streit. Into the block, ace block. Great job by Maddie Marr. Again, Welling up there to help, and Kearney Catholic is going to call timeout. So timeout on the floor. Ashlyn Greenwood, the significant underdog, playing against some of the second-teamers for Kearney Catholic, and they're trying to get a set win here. They lead at 19-17. We'll be right back.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Caleb Henry back at Lincoln North Star, the 2014 State Volleyball Tournament. Jessica Clote at the service line with Ashlyn Greenwood leading Kearney Catholic 19-17 here in the third set. Over to Messbarger. Prasoski sets to Butler off the tip. Clote overpass and went right into the net. Dug out of the net. Nice job that time by Marr, but then apparently she stepped on the line or touched the net. And a point for Kearney Catholic. They'll get it back. Butler able to put it away. 19-18, Butler to serve. And she'll cut it across. Picked up by Maddie Marr. Set to the outside. Carroll off the tape. Dug out that time by Butler. Back row attack, Messbarger. Drives it across, and it's going to be dug out there by Pollard. High set. Welling will take it into the back row again. Prasoski, Old Father in the middle, will roll it across. Dug out that time by Washburn. Ashlyn Greenwood will have to pass it across. Free ball for the Stars. Messbarger to Prasoski to the outside. Jordan Streit and Pollard with the dig. Long rally going here with a chance to tie it for Kearney Catholic. Welling slaps it over. Prasoski dumps it over as the setter. Picked up that time by Carroll. Punched across by Marr. Stars try again. Dumped over Prasoski. Back over her head to the open floor. Allie Prasoski able to catch him a little bit out of system and throw it back against the grain. Butler to serve again. 19-all. Ashlyn Greenwood fans trying to keep their girls in it. Here's the middle attack. Marshall set it across, and the Stars can't get to the middle in time. And Maddie Marr, her first kill, 20-19. Ashlyn Greenwood with the lead. And Maddie Marr will serve it away. Marr, half step, fires it. Studi with the pass. Here's Prusoski. Set Old Father in the middle. Termination, Sarah Old Father. Side out, Kearney Catholic. 20-20, game three. Shunned off back into the front row. Jordan Streit to serve it away. Coach Chris Connor has not done a lot of subbing since subbing. She's leaving her youngsters in there, building for the future. And an ace serve for Jordan Streit. Coach Connor was going to sub. Now, I don't know if it was for the server or not, but timeout going to be called right here by Ashlyn Greenwood off the Jordan Stride ace. Kearney Catholic cruises in the first two sets, 25-6 and 11, and now have a 21-20 lead in the third. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Norris has taken the second set from Aurora, 25-17. They're all even. Jordan Strite now serves at 21-20. Kearney Catholic in the third set, trying to finish this off with a sweep. Middle attack, Welling is a little deep and out of bounds. 22-20 in favor of the Stars. Strite, Studi, Butler, Prasoski, Oldfather, Shundoff. Those are the six on the floor right now for the Stars. As the serve floats across again. Handled by Pollard. Here's the set by Marr. Outside attack. Carroll is just a great swing, but the Stars got out of the way. 23-20, Kearney Catholic. Strite now thinking about serving it out, and another timeout will be called here by Ashlyn Greenwood. 2 points away from the end of their season. Can they find a way to keep it together? We'll find out after this timeout.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
Coming up at the end of the match, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Right now, Jordan Strite serving 23-20 out of the timeout. It is deep, and Ashlyn Greenwood will get the volleyball again with Ashley Carroll, the freshman, who has a team-high 5 kills to serve it away. 23-21 Stars, the Blue Jays to serve. Clips the net, but Butler makes the dig. Prasoski sets Oldfather in the middle. She'll dump it across, but a nice dig and a two-ball pass across. That time by Claire Thomas. Outside, Shundoff hit the net, and it's spun over and down. Tremendous spin off the tape. Took it away from the defender, and that brings us to match point for Kearney Catholic. Or did we have... Looks like, again, we've had a late call go against the Stars there. And so Kearney Catholic's going to use another timeout. 23-22 is the score. They have it wrong on the scoreboard here. We'll take a timeout and be back.
It's 23-22, isn't it?
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And back out of the Nebraska Land National Bank timeout. Okay, now they have given it to Kearney Catholic, and Jenny Beans will come in to serve. So it is 24-21, and Jenny Beans will come in to serve. Match point, ace serve by Beans, and it is over here at Lincoln North Star. Kearney Catholic letting everybody play in the third set. They win it 25-21 and knock out Ashlyn Greenwood after a beautiful run by the Blue Jays through the sub-districts and the upset of Fall City in the district final. 25-6, 25-11, 25-21. Kearney Catholic will advance to tomorrow's semifinal at 3 o'clock against the winner of the Columbus SCOTUS Shadron game. We'll come back with the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show right after this timeout on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back to high school volleyball. The state tournament C1 action. Kearney Catholic has advanced on to the semifinals. And time now for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Kearney Catholic with a straight set victory will advance on to the state semifinals. And I think we're going to get a chance to chat here with Kearney Catholic head coach Chris Connor momentarily. Then we'll run down the final stats for you. Currently on the breeze, 94.5. Sutton is down 2-1 in their match with Freeman. And Aurora is trailing Norris 14-5 in the third set. They are even at a set apiece in that contest. Grand Island Northwest was defeated earlier today. Centura defeated, so was Grand Island Central Catholic. But we do have other winners from the listening area today, including Ansley Litchfield, Axtell, and Giltner. Coming up next here on Classic Hits, it'll be Bertrand taking on Lawrence Nelson. First serve is set for 7:30. We will figure up the stats here momentarily as Coach Connor looks like she's making her way this way. Always tough to get through the crowd here at the state tournament. Again, don't forget that the football game tomorrow night, Kearney Catholic, Boone Central, Newman Grove, is also right here on Classic Hits 98.9. Pregame from Miles Field is at 6:30, and the kickoff will be coming your way at 7 o'clock. We'll have it all for you coming up tomorrow. And then Monday, Elm Creek is at Hemingford, and we will have the pregame at 2:30 and the kickoff at 3 o'clock for you here on Classic Hits 98.9. So Kearney Catholic comes away with the win today as they take care of the Ashland Greenwood Blue Jays. And joining us now is the head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars, Chris Connor. And coach, I guess for the most part, a 30-1 versus a 13-17, that's what it's supposed to look like. You got everybody into the match, and they even got that third set for you. So describe what you thought of the match tonight.
Well, I mean, it came out, you just want to, you know, you want to try to always play your best. So it's, you know, we knew this coming in, you know, this team was, you know, kind of new the state tournament, but they're, you know, kind of inexperienced. They got a lot of young kids, so we kind of expect a lot of maybe unorthodox shots. And but I thought our kids played, we had streaks, you know, we played well at times, and then at times we lost focus. So
when you're running things and Ashland Greenwood has to take a timeout or two, what do you tell the girls when things are so hot in the first set compared to what you have to tell them when they make a ton of errors and fall down 7-1 in the second set?
Well, you just try to keep their focus, but then they just happen. You know, they just kind of start screwing around and having, you know, and you want them to have fun, but then, you know, they tend to let things go too far. So we have to, I'm sure that probably won't be the case tomorrow.
Speaking of that, not many teams can be as loose as your team is. The tradition now is there. They've made it to the finals 4 straight years. But then right before that, you see an Ogallala team that a lot of people maybe expected to win, and Wahoo comes in and upsets them. How do you have to keep reminding them, because coaches love doing that, to be ready to go from the opening point, which you'll have to do tomorrow and hopefully Saturday?
Yeah, till you're blue in the face, you tell them that, and they, you know, I don't know if they don't believe you or what, but, you know, I think we have a pretty good group of seniors that know it doesn't come easy and can't get complacent. And It doesn't matter. Records have no bearing. They mean nothing. Streaks mean nothing when you come down here. I mean, it's just, it's you get one shot, so you better make the most of it.
SCOTUS and Shadron will play next. I think a lot of people are expecting SCOTUS to meet you yet again here at the state tournament, but what can you tell us about these two teams? And what are you expecting tomorrow?
Yeah, we played SCOTUS mid-season. We went down to the Columbus Invite. We added that this year, and so that was good because we got to see Lakeview, Schuyler, Columbus High, and SCOTUS. And so, we played SCOTUS in the finals. And I think that since then, they're probably a little more inconsistent than what we've seen in the past years. And I think now they're on a hot streak. So, you always hope at the end of the season that you're going to hit that streak, you're going to hit that peak. And it sounds like they've done it. I can't say that we are there yet, but, we're kind of hit and miss yet. So hopefully it'll all come together for us tomorrow.
Kearney Catholic coach Chris Connor, who knows if you'll get to play all of your kids in any of the matches that remain, but what'd you think about the way your youngsters came in and played there in the third set?
You're sitting on the bench and it was about halfway through and it was very tight. And I'm like, well, should we sub? Should we sub? No, it's good for those kids. We've done it all year long, playing our kids that are coming right off the bench. They're our third hitter. And so it's great experience for them and they got a taste of it. So the, next year they've had some of that and, who knows down the road or heck, even tomorrow, you don't know. Somebody gets hurt or somebody just needs to, somebody's got a cold streak going and put them in. So it's great when you can get all those kids in because they deserve it and they put their time into it.
All right, Chris, congratulations. State tournament win streak up to 7. We'll go for number 8 tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Doug.
That's Chris Connor, head volleyball coach of the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. They win it here in straight sets. And we'll be back with the final numbers on the New West postgame show right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal. With 2 pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Doug Duda back with you here on the New West postgame show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers, and we will start here in the third set for Ashland Greenwood. I had Kelsey Marr with 3 service points, an ace block, and a kill. Ashley Carroll had 3 service points. 2 of them were aces. She had 2 kills. Maddie Marr had an ace block and a kill. Jessica Clote, 2 service points, an ace block, and a kill. Danae Welling had a kill, and Taya Craven had 2 service points. 6 kills in that third set for Ashland Greenwood. They also had 3 ace blocks, and they picked up 2 ace serves. For Kearney Catholic, Michelle Messbarger had 1 service point. Morgan Studi had 2 service points. 1 was an ace. Then you have Maddie Squires with 1 kill, Courtney Shundoff with 3 kills, Callie Oprick had 2 kills. Then you slide down to Allie Prasoski with 3 service points. 1 was an ace. She also had a kill. McKenna Butler, 2 service points, 2 kills. Jordan Streit, 4 service points. 1 was an ace. She had a kill. Sarah Oldfather, 2 kills. And Jenny Beans, 2 service points. 1 was an ace. So you could tell a whole bunch of players got involved here in the third set. Overall, it looks like 12 kills for Kearney Catholic. No ace blocks, and they did pick up a total of 4 ace serves. As Kearney Catholic takes the final set, 25-21, we'll give you the cumulative stats and wrap it up right after this on Classic Hits.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Let's take a look at the final overall numbers. First for Ashland Greenwood, Maddie Washburn had two service points. Kelsey Marr led the team in serving with 8 points. One was an ace block, and a kill. Ashley Carroll had three service points. Two of them were aces. She had a team-high 5 kills. Maddie Marr, an ace serve, an ace block, and a kill. Danae Welling had 1 kill. Jessica Clote, 2 service points, an ace block, 3 kills. And Taya Craven had 2 service points. 11 kills, 3 ace blocks, 4 ace serves, as Ashland Greenwood will end their season at 13-18. For Kearney Catholic, Michelle Messbarger had 10 service points. 2 of them were aces. Kylie Teal had 7 kills. Morgan Studi, 6 service points, 3 of them aces, 1 kill. Whitney Colling had 12 service points, tying for the team high. 2 of them were aces. Maddie Squires had 12 service points, 5 kills. Courtney Shundoff, 6 kills. Callie Oprick, 2 ace blocks, 4 kills. Anna Squires, an ace block and 4 kills. Allie Prasoski had 6 service points, 2 of them aces, 2 kills. McKenna Butler, 2 service points, 3 kills. Jordan Stripe, 4 service points, 1 was an ace, 1 kill. Sarah Oldfather, 2 kills. And Jenny Beans, 2 service points, 1 was an ace. And by the way, Paige Herbert did a great job helping coach on the bench as she is recovering from the knee injury. For Kearney Catholic tonight, I had them for a total of 35 kills, 3 ace blocks, 11 ace serves, as the Stars improved to 31-1, and they are 1 win away from making their 5th consecutive trip to the state championship. They'll play tomorrow at 3 Pinnacle Bank Arena, all the games tomorrow at Pinnacle Bank, 3 o'clock here on Classic Hits against the winner of the Shadron-SCOTUS matchup. Coming up next here on Classic Hits, we go to D2, where it will be Bertrand taking on Lawrence Nelson. The winner of that gets Stewart tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. We'll also have the Axtell-Ansley-Litchfield match tomorrow morning here on Classic Hits at 9 a.m. Class A has just wrapped up their 5:30 contest. Papillion La Vista over Millard South, 25-14 to win in straight sets. And Freeman has beaten Sutton 3-1, taking the fourth set by a score of 25-10. In Class B, Norris took the third set from Aurora, and so they are up 2-1 in Class B. That was 25-13. Grand Island Northwest was defeated in 5 sets today by Elkhorn, and I think Southern Valley, there's another local team. They were swept by Crofton today. Centura was swept by Guardian Angels. Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Elmwood Murdoch will start at 7:30 on 1230 AM KHAS and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Giltner will play Exeter Milligan tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. on the Breeze, 94.5, after both were winners by sweeps today. Giltner over Crawford and Exeter Milligan over Why Not. Big thank you to our many fine sponsors, and we will see you tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. here on Classic Hits for Axtell and Ansley Litchfield, and then 3 o'clock for the Kearney Catholic matchup. And again tomorrow morning on the Breeze at 9 a.m., it'll be Giltner taking on Exeter Milligan. For our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Dudas, saying again the final. Kearney Catholic sweeps Ashland Greenwood 25-6, 25-11, 25-21. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Have a great night, everyone.
The proceeding has been a KKPR Sports production, brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.